From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shemot, Hearing Their Cries. We look at the burning bush, the Sneh. We see that Hashem turns to Moshe. The very first words are, Ra'o Ra'iti, I have surely seen et oni ami, the affliction of my people, Hashem Mitzrayim, who were in Egypt. Ve'etzakatam shamati mipnei nogisav, I have heard their cries, their screams, which were caused by those who were afflicting them. Ki yadati et machovah, because I know their pain. I know their pain. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, of blessed memory, my teacher, he says, knowing, you know, is a very intimate expression, you know, vayeda Adam et Chava, that Adam knew Eve. It's a biblical knowledge. It's very intimate. He had a certain closeness with us, that when a Jew, really anyone, suffers, it implies intimacy, closeness, association, sympathy with the other. God saw the Israelites and became intimate with their suffering. Rav Shamshon Falhirsch expresses this idea in his words as follows. Yadati machvav, I know their pain. I did not overlook the personal suffering of each and every individual. I felt the beating of every rod, every pain, every bitterness, as if it was done to me. We have the idea, mentioned in the Midrash, Imo nochi b'tzara, that God was with us in our sorrow. That's why there was a burning bush. That's why the bush was burning, as if to say, if the Jewish people are in pain, I am also in pain. This theme that God listens to the cries of the oppressed is found all over the Torah. But some v'shamatiki chanunani, ayaki yatzoki itzake elai, v'shamatiki chanunani, it's not only the Jews who are oppressed, but if a Jew or anyone oppresses someone else, he takes away their pajamas, takes away their blanket at night, takes away their ability to live in a home, then God will hear their cry. He will hear their cry. God promises that He hears the cries. This idea that God hears our cries should be a model for our human behavior, how we should be as well. If God always hears the afflicted, so surely it's ingrained in the Jewish consciousness that we need to hear the affliction of all people. They're afflicted. We need to listen carefully, empathically to that cry. But also, it means that you have to listen in a certain way. See, when the Jewish people were crying out, really, were they really crying out, God, save me from the oppression? No. They were just calling. They were saying, Oi! And that krecht says, Svazema says that all it took was a krecht. They at first they had no voice. They were such slaves, they didn't even have the voice to krecht. See, in the Holocaust, people didn't groan. They were, all emotions were removed. But God heard whatever it was. Finally, they were able to express some sort of krecht, some sort of pain, anguish. And God heard that as a prayer. They didn't have to say, God, I'm having oppression. Please save me from my oppression. No. All they did was simply to scream out, I can't take it. And God heard that as a cry to Him. Because it doesn't matter who the letter is addressed to. When someone's oppressed, God is listening. So when a person hears someone and they tell them, you know, it was a hard day at work, to listen more carefully. Oh, tell me more. What was it that was hard about work? You mentioned it was hard at work. And then maybe they could elaborate a little bit more. You have to listen beneath the surface so we can hear the cry. If we just look at the surface, we don't see it as much. There's another note here as well, and that is that there's the individual and the collective. Notice it says, I see the affliction of my people, and I heard their shout, in plural, because I know its pain. Machuvav, plural. And there's an element of his hearing every individual, as an element of hearing cries of all the whole nation. I believe it was the Meshech Chachma who said that each person was not only crying because of their individual suffering, they were crying for the collective. This week we saw events never seen before in the United States of America, people contesting an election in a violent kind of way, a lack of a peaceful transfer of an election that every court has certified is peaceable. It's something that is not only the pain of an individual, but it's a collective pain. We say, what happened to our country? What happened to the United States of America? Yadati Machuvav, I saw the individual affliction, and I saw how the individuals were worried about the national situation, and God was going to do something about it. So when we believe in Imitatio Dei, we believe in walking in God's footsteps, we need to remember that it includes how we listen. That as we listen to others, we have to listen for that krecht. We have to listen for the sorrow. We have to listen for the pain. When we hear that pain, if God could be empathic, where God is all-knowing, all-powerful, He doesn't need to share anybody's pain. And if God shares pain, if God, so to speak, feels the every single whip that comes in the back of a Jew, then we too can feel with our fellow human being when they share with us difficulties, challenges they're facing within their own lives. Hopefully, if we follow this prescription, then indeed we'll be walking in the ways of God, someone who intimately knows the suffering of others. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed congregation each week to discuss the parasha, various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.